Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. I'm your host Matthew, and today I'm here to do the spoiler discussion, spoiler review for the Handmaid's Tale series finale. As I said, I'm your host Matthew, and I guess I'll give my initial thoughts on the show. It's been a very, very long 6-year journey with the show. It says here it started in 2017, which feels correct, like a pre-pandemic show. Overall, what did I think of the series finale and how it made me feel with the very long journey with these characters? Overall, I would say satisfied, but there's some small hesitancy from me. The one thing I wanted from this show, from pretty much from day one, pretty much from when June was first captured, was this woman's escape, to see June's freedom. That was like the one, like, no matter what happened to anybody else, obviously, you know, certain characters died over the years and whatever else, that was kind of the number one thing I wanted for the show. And even during some of the show's more dreary seasons, because it did have a couple of those where it felt like it was kind of beating the same drum, and I get what they were going for, but sometimes you can kind of beat the drum a bit too hard and realize that you need to move forward. It gave, I say, me and you and us, whatever, that in a certain way. I mean, okay, when you get to the final scene of season 6, episode 10 of The Handmaid's Tale, June Osborne is a free woman. But there's the additional part of now she's going to go to this area and keep fighting. And I'm not sure how I feel about the idea of, okay, Gilead is not gone and it's weakened. And she does kind of say in the show at one point, in this finale, that we're not looking to, like, defeat Gilead. We're looking to break it, because I suppose what she's kind of trying to describe there is, like, because there will always be men like this in the world that want to do what Gilead does, unfortunately, I mean, there's men in the real world that want to do that exact same thing, that you're never going to fully win, and they're never going to fully win either. Like, it's always going to be an ongoing fight. And while that makes sense for what June was specifically talking about, I didn't expect that to be where the show was going to go. The thing is, however, there is a sequel series coming out, which I don't believe June is going to be in. It might have some other characters in it, like Elizabeth Moss isn't going to be in it, called, I think it's called The New Testament, or The Testament, or something like that. It's a sequel series, essentially indicating to us that June's going to be working in the background, taking down more parts of Gilead. Like, as far as she's concerned and her safety, she is a free woman by the end of the series. And going back to what I was mentioning at the start, which is that's the number one thing I'm sticking around for, it does give you that. The funny thing with that, though, is apart from in this season when she gets caught back up in the action, which was a bit more deliberate, like a sort of spy from the inside kind of thing, she was sort of a free woman, like, roughly last season. It's just that she chose to go back in to keep helping the handmaids and had to kind of be like an undercover kind of handmaid. So it wasn't the same type of handmaid situation, which I thought was a decent way to do that. So that was interesting. So it's an interesting way of doing it, because, again, June's kind of pushing forward this idea that Gilead's never going to fully go away, and I'm going to fight to keep pushing back. Because this where they take down, I think it's Boston or whatever it is, like where she is, they've won that section, but there's many, many other sections, because, of course, America is an enormous place. So that was the gist of the idea that I got from it. But in terms of her and her family, apart from Hannah, which I'll talk about in a minute, and all those sorts of characters, they're all free by the end of the season. I mean, apart from Commander Bradley Whitford's character and Nick, because those two both died in that plane crash, or the bomb that went off. You've got June is free. Serena is kind of free. She's in a bit of a predicament, but she's not dead, which is the, I guess, you know, whatever. Janine obviously got her daughter back, which was wonderful. So she's a free woman. You've got Emily, who turned up in the series finale. I thought that was really, really great. Lydia, who kind of saw the bright light at the end, she kind of, you know, turned on the commanders and sort of helped the women, which I thought was a good, decent kind of attempt at a redemption story. She basically has her freedom in a way. Moira, of course, is another one. She's, you know, a free woman by the end of the series. Again, when you say free woman here, it's kind of... Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. They're still fighting to do, but they're not currently in captivity, and I'm overall fine with that. Now, the perfect way to wrap this up would have been Gilead's totally gone, all the commanders are either dead or imprisoned or whatever, and all of the women are free. But I get that the idea is slightly different to that, which is your current characters, your main characters, they're all free and pretty much good to go. But there's more fighting to do, and I don't mind the idea. Because of course it's based on the original author. No, there will not be a season 7 of The Handmaid's Tale. Season 6 was the final season of the main series. However, the story will continue in a sequel series called The Testaments, which is based on Margaret Atwood's novel of the same name. The Testament takes place years after the events of The Handmaid's Tale and follows different characters, including Aunt Lydia and Agnes, Hannah from the main series, and Nicole, who is Daisy. Yeah, so it looks like that's going to be more based on... Unless you have a cameo in like a series finale of that show where Hannah gets rescued. That part was one bit that sort of, because Serena is like, okay, she's a free woman, not that she was one of the, you know, ones in captivity anyway, and she gets to kind of, okay, she's got a few days left at this place, and she's got to figure it out, but she's not dead and she's not captured, which is the, you know, idea there. I'm not sure what she's gonna do, but, you know, have to wait and see. Hannah's the kind of sticking point where it's sort of, you know, Hannah's not dead, didn't have the reunion with June and Mark, but sorry, not Mark, Luke. So that's kind of one that's floating around there. But if the sequel series is supposed to be about Aunt Lydia and Hannah, that's where you could continue that idea. It's a strange one because there's now another book and you can base the sequel series off of that. You chose not to wrap up certain things, because if that book hadn't been written and or you didn't do a sequel series, they probably would have wrapped this all up in one episode. So I don't know. That's the conflicting part to me, where it's like, okay, I would have liked to wrap this up in one episode, but you're doing a sequel series, but we do have a good reason for that. It's not just we fancy making more Handmaid's Tale. It's, you know, there is a story to tell there, but is that a satisfying idea? I suppose it depends on what the show is actually like, and you know how good it is, and how that wraps up. But personally, if you're doing this sequel series, which they are doing the sequel series, okay, you definitely don't need six seasons for that. And because Dune expresses the idea of we can't fully take down Gilead, and I know this is jumping forward a bit, for this sequel series, what does the series finale of there look like? Is that the Hannah reunion? And then whatever happens to Aunt Lydia? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, it's too early to tell. But that doesn't feel like a six season show. I mean, you could have kind of cut maybe like two seasons out of The Handmaid's Tale itself. You could probably have wrapped this up a bit ago. Because I think the book only covers like season one anyway. Or season one's the first book anyway. So, coming away from this, after all this time spent with the show, I'm somewhat satisfied, but, you know, to me, having so many of the main girls, the main handmaids being freed, and most of the main characters, especially the handmaid characters, surviving, because that wasn't always an option, the show, and then having June walk around the old house, and having her be kind of... You do end the series finale with June not being in captivity, not being in immediate danger, but... Because the thing is, like, okay, if you're going to have her survive The Handmaid's Tale, which she did almost die in, what, episode 8? And at several other points as well. I don't think you then do a sequel series and kill June off. So I would mark her down as being... She's got freedom and she is safe. She just doesn't have her daughter with her. So, yeah, it's a conflicting satisfaction, if that makes sense. But then when we get to the end of the new series, again, I know the ending of that is a ways off because it's not even started yet. We'll see how that reflects on the ending of this show. But then if you aren't going to have June on screen... and you're going to have somebody else taking down the other Gilead groups, then June is safe, technically. So yeah. Anyway, that's the Handmaid's Tale. You know, there were a lot of grueling episodes. There were a lot of episodes that you kind of thought, okay, this needs to eventually come to some sort of conclusion. And I feel like I started feeling that way around season 3 to 4, and then I think when they got to the end of season 4, and that was when things were getting a bit tiresome, and it was like, okay, they're doing two more seasons, or something like that, and then season 5 had a different feel to it anyway. That's where, June was more free, and I remember, like, the train bit at the end of season 5 with Serena. That was a great way to end the season, because past that grueling point, it started to feel like a bit of a different, not a different show, but like there was the fresh parts of the show. It got easier to get through, I think. Well, not easier to get through. It got better to go through the series itself. I feel satisfied at the moment. It's just, what is this like? Because again, it's sort of, okay, alright, let me do this. After this sixth season, do I want more Handmaid's Tale? I wouldn't say that I want more Handmaid's Tale because I've just been through six seasons of it. I would have preferred if you wrapped everything up for season six and then just there was no more Handmaid's Tale, because that would have felt more conclusive and more nice. But you gave us just enough of a conclusive part to where I feel satisfied with that, but then there's still one or two things left over for this sequel series. But I don't want or need a sequel series, but I'm not mad about having one. Because if the show is good, and look, I probably like, okay, come back with this show in like 2 years or whatever. I don't need it like right now. Even though The Handmaid's Tale was off for, I think, 3 years or something to get this next season out. It's just something which is as grueling as The Handmaid's Tale. And I don't mind being told these types of stories. I've watched plenty of these types of stories. But it's six seasons is a lot. And you used to do like 13 episodes. And there used to be like an hour each and all this kind of stuff. So it was a lot to go through. But I don't mind being told these types of stories. But I don't know that I need more of The Handmaid's Tales stories. But we're going to get another one. I hope at least it has a different feel to it, or something fresh about it. But at least there's a book to base it off, so hopefully the book itself is good. Who knows, maybe because it's, I think, one book, maybe it will be one season, and then that will be it. So we'll have to see. Anyway, that's, yeah, it's my thoughts on the Handmaid's Tale series finale. There is some conflicting feelings I have. Overall satisfied because I did get the main thing that I wanted, which was June is a free woman by the end of the series. There's just a few other things left over. I was going to say, would I recommend the series? But if you're here, it's just labeled as a spoiler talk podcast, so I assume that you've watched the show. I would recommend the show to people, but because I didn't intend on doing a rating system thing for this. I'd probably give it like a must-see. So in case you don't know, we've got strong must-see, must-see, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. I'd probably give this a must-see in like an 8. If you like strong female performances, or strong performances by strong leading ladies, this show is going to knock your socks off, because there are some absolute, particularly in this final season, my goodness, there's some absolutely incredible performances in this final season and throughout the show. If you like Elizabeth Moss, you're going to get plenty of her. If you like Yvonne Strahovski, you'll get plenty of her. If you are a very political person like myself, it's obviously a very, 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 very heavy political series, which unfortunately is tying itself a bit too close to what some people want to do in the real world. So I would recommend it overall. I wouldn't say like, okay, you need to watch it right now. And it's one that I wouldn't recommend someone to binge watch, I think. Because it's just, it can get grueling and it can get sort of like, oh look, they're beating up the women again. Oh look, they're impregnating the women again. Oh look, this is happening again. Blessed the fruit again. And all this sort of stuff. I just want to look for something actually, because I found there was a line in this series finale. There is one of the best lines I've ever seen written in television. I found the thread already. And who was that? I think June says it to Aunt Lydia, doesn't she, in the series finale. Blessed is the woman who does not walk in stride with the wicked. I thought that line just hit me straight away. I was like, that's a really, really brilliant way to describe the situation and the series and her thanking Aunt Lydia. I thought that was really, really great. Blessed is the woman who does not walk in stride with the wicked. I thought that was genuinely one of the best lines I've ever seen written in television. So, is that it for The Handmaid's Tale? Well, technically no, because You got the Testament series coming out. I'm intrigued to check it out and see what's going on with it. I don't know that I would use the word excited. But yeah, I guess we'll probably talk about that in some way, shape, or form once we get more information about it. But anyway, what did you think of the series finale? I know it has been out for like a bit of time, but it's still relatively new. What did you think of the series finale? Were you satisfied, not satisfied, somewhere a little bit in the middle like me, but leaning more towards satisfied? What do you think of the New Testament series, whatever it's going to be called? Have you read, I don't know if the book's actually out, I assume that it is, because, you know, public, whatever. Have you read the book, if it's out? Is it any good? If you've read that, are you excited for the next series? Not just the next season, but the next series based on that? Do you think it could be a limited series? Because the thing is for Hulu as well, because I remember when this first came out, and it was a sort of, this is very popular for Hulu, let's keep making more of it. I don't know that while The Handmaid's Tale is still a very big name, and again, considering what's going on in the real world, it's even more relevant now than it ever has been. I don't know that Hulu sort of needs this show in the way that they did back in 2017. Like, they're not, they've got a bunch of original programming, plus they're tied in with Disney Plus and all that sort of thing anyway. So, anyway, any of your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on The Handmaid's Tale, the series, the sequel, whatever, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK Entertainment Talk, and his information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Man United podcasts, so look out for all those. Man United did return at the weekend, 1-0 defeat to Arsenal. I am already tired of the season and we just started it. We've got our next game on Sunday at Fulham. Gaming Talk will be tomorrow. We'll be talking about probably stuff from Opening Night Live from GamesCon, so we'll be talking about that. Breaking Bad, our last podcast for Season 3, just went out, Season 3, Episode 13, for the refreshed episodes. Film reviews, got things like Fantastic Four, Superman, Jurassic World, and going to be seeing Weapons in hopefully the next coming days. Look out for that when it happens. Going to be doing a political talk after this as well. It's going to be a very political night for me, particularly. But going to be doing that. So yeah, check out everything we do. Entertainment Talk, the Log Podcast Platforms, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, Main Night Podcast. Check out what we do. So there's all of that. If you want to support what we do, if you like what you've heard, if you didn't like what you heard, then tell me why. If you did like what you heard, then that's good. You can listen to more stuff, either by listening to more of our podcasts on the places I've just told you, or use word of mouth and social media, let people know about, if they mention something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. There's Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, for the Afri podcast review options for that as well. If you'd like to, TV and film news, over on Geek Town Radio on Tuesdays, there's a new episode from today, so you can go from here to there and listen to the newest Geek Town Radio episode, so you can check that out over there. And you can also head over to geektown.co.uk for your latest TV and film news, and you'll find the podcast over there as well. So for that. And you can find us as well on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Alright, blessed be the fruit and all that. God something something or other. Good luck, June Osborne. Thank you for The Handmaid's Tale. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.